Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
I'm ready.
I'm ready, because we're on.
It's the show. Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody. Tonight is January 29th. We're on at a new time once again. We don't really like to do the same time every week because...
We like to mix it up.
Yeah, that way we'd have too many people listening to the show.
That's correct.
We don't want that.
We get nervous. Exactly. Too many people listening.
Yeah, it'll shake our nerves. So we try to mix it up. And tonight's 9 o'clock. But the truth is, we're actually going to stay here at 9 o'clock. So you will be able to find us in the future. Turn your radio dial to 1100 a.m. or just listen live. Thank you, Andrew. From Chatterbox Game Show. That's our website. You can stream the show from there. And, of course, if you're listening live right now, you already know that. So we appreciate it. My name's Alon.
I am Nate.
That's Nate. And, so we do the show every week. We talk about video games. So I already told you to go to chatterboxgameshow.com. We have people live chatting, talking
about
the show while it happens on IRC. You can learn about that on our web forums as well. We have so many means of communication. It's just amazing. We're even trying to Skype today.
Yep.
Or Skype.
Trying to get that working.
Skype, I think. Anyway, let's get to the show. Want to cover a couple things. First of all, said we're on at 9 o'clock now, so that's good. We're going to have a great show tonight. But next week, we're going to have an interview with Rebecca Swanner, game reviewer for Penthouse Magazine. She's going to call into the studio, talk to us about what she does.
Yep.
And
actually, they just had a big spread.
Exactly. The February issue, in fact, has a whole guide to sex video games.
Yeah.
So we thought it was only right to have her on the show to discuss.
Did not have. What's the game I'm trying to think of? I can't think of it now.
One
blank.
Of the super old school games?
Yeah.
Custer's Revenge.
Custer's Revenge, that's what it was.
That's
it was not
playing,
in there.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it had some other really old school games.
It did have some old ones in there.
We'll cover them. We'll bring the magazine in and, read the articles, because that's what we do. We're very professional.
That's right. We read cover to cover.
Just the articles.
That's right.
Okay, so I want to ask a question. We like to do a question of the week every time I remember.
Yep.
And we're going to cover a couple topics today. Relative to one of those topics is my question. A little bit of news lately. Blizzard, I think the people at Blizzard have gone a little bit insane. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but I'm curious to you, as a player of WoW, and I know a lot of people on the show who are listening.
You might want to set up a little bit what happened.
Well,
I'm going to
do the question first, and then.
All right.
And then go into what's
okay.
going on.
I was afraid you were going to lose some people by just asking that question.
The question will make people surprised.
Oh, all
what's
right.
What's he talking
right.
about? And so here's what happened. Blizzard... You made me switch already.
No, you want to ask your question.
This is what happens when you talk to me in the middle. All right, so what would happen if you were playing a game that you like? You're a big fan of, say, the most successful MMO on the planet, as an example. And one day, the powers that be, the people you pay your bill to every month, decided to say, hey, gamer, don't be gay. Don't be gay.
Well, I don't think they're saying don't be gay, but don't say you're gay.
I think that's essentially the message they're putting off. They're just trying to be nice about it.
All right.
Don't you think?
I think it's more them just saying, don't say you're gay. Don't let it out there.
I think they're definitely saying don't be gay.
Don't douse yourself with gasoline and, walk around.
Okay. Is that...
I think that was a bad analogy.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Somehow, all right.
So here's the exact
situation.
Don't
wear a target on your back. There, how about that?
Here's exactly the situation. Blizzard, the people who make World of Warcraft, very successful MMO, they decided to tell a young lady, I believe, although I should check on whether or not it was a man or a woman. I think it was a woman, who, because World of Warcraft is a very social game. You have to get people to play with
you
to
be successful. She was making a guild, and she was seeking, other people of her,
advertise the guild as GLBT friendly. That's gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, transgendered, rather, friendly. So... saying, hey, I have an alternative lifestyle, or rather, I'm friendly to people with alternative lifestyles.
That's correct.
For instance, that would really be it. And Blizzard decided to tell them,
don't do that.
We don't want you to say that, because what will happen is...
people will start yelling at you, and then they'll be breaking the rules.
Yeah.
And that'll cause a problem.
Exactly. It's like, if you tell people you're a nerd, people might bully you.
Yeah.
Because they don't like that. So why is my computer making
Why are you noises? Making noise? You were yelling at me like, don't make it make noise.
I don't know. So
they're trying to do a little Don Knotts and nip it in the bud.
Exactly.
I use that.
But that's dumb.
That is.
And the analogy I gave you earlier was with firearms, you know.
Yeah. So, don't.
Hey, don't sell a gun because somebody might shoot someone with it.
That's right.
Or don't sell a knife. Or it's just dumb. They said, don't say you're gay because someone might not like the fact that you're gay.
And then make fun of you.
And that would be breaking the rules.
That's right.
So we're going to stop you from saying that you're gay. So anyway, we're going to talk about that a little bit. I think it's maybe we've already started. This is bad.
Yeah.
We're forgetting the format.
We are forgetting the format.
But that's what I want you to call in about, how you feel about that particular situation, because it seems out of line to me. Now, another topic we're going to cover, I think, in detail, is an article recently written by or covered on the Firing Squad. I think it's just firingsquad.com, and talks about game journalism, but not like the integrity of game journalism that we were talking about before.
But like what maybe some journalists are having problems with.
Yeah, more covering the quality of game journalism.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that some more. So let's not get into it now.
Let's not talk about that.
We're going to nip this in the bud.
That's right.
All right.
Well, we do talk about what we've been playing over the past week.
Nate's been playing a new game.
I've been playing a game. New to me. Although it's a very old game. So when Total Annihilation came out, I didn't want to buy it because, like, oh, it costs a lot of money. I'll wait until it gets cheaper, and then, you know, I'll be good. And then it's one of those games that I just forgot. Like, other stuff came up, and I missed it. So this week, they were installing it. A couple of my friends were playing it at my university, and I believe we started at about 9 p.m., and, like, 8 hours later, I realized, oh, I probably should go to sleep at some point today. So I've been playing that very heavily. Really like it. I guess it's probably the most balanced RTS that I've played. Not too good with it.
I don't understand why it took you 8 years to play a game that was so popular.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I always knew about it, and it was like, oh, that's a fun game. I got to get it. But it was like, you know, when I had that flat tire in my car, it's like, oh, yeah, I know I got to get it changed. But then I just never did anything with it because I'm kind of like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night of analogies for you, huh?
It is. Very okay. Bad analogies.
Good. So I haven't really been playing a lot this week because I was doing something else. I was creating a store for Chatterbox.
That's right.
Believe it or not. So
help to our new sponsor,
yeah,
actually.
I want to talk about this. This is a weird situation. And now we're not going to cover this in as much detail in future shows, but I think I need to give it a little bit of attention because it's so strange. We had a sponsor approach us, but it's not your standard sponsorship.
Yeah.
So I just want to explain it. We'll get it out of the way. And hopefully we won't need to mention it beyond standard commercials in the future. So a company with a cheesy name, 8-Bit Business, comes to us. And I have a feeling it's
not cheesy. They are giving us money. So that is a very nice name.
You're right. They're fantastic. They come to us. They say, we like your show. We realize you can get the word out to people. And all the people who listen to your show use the internet.
Yep.
So it's a good market for us. What they do is...
You might say 100% of our listeners use the internet.
Virtually. And so they said, you know, here's a free one of our products. And what they sell is a pre-made storefront for internet services.
That's right.
It's strange. I didn't really think Chatterbox would be going in this direction, but apparently it has.
Because
I'm not going to turn down a sponsor trying to help give me money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not at all.
So here's the thing. They sell pre-made storefronts. They resell, you know, like domain name registration and hosting. So like if you're hosting a website right now, you're probably paying a lot for it, and they do it really cheaply. And so they gave me, or us, Chatterbox,
yep,
a free storefront so that we can resell this stuff. And if you want to resell it too, you could have your own store and sell this stuff.
That's right.
It's a really weird situation.
Yeah.
So you could do it. If you go to 8bitbiz.com, and there's a link on our website.
Now, I'm not going to say it sounds like a pyramid scheme, because I'm not going to say that.
But we had nothing to lose. We didn't sign any contracts.
We got it for free,
anything.
So nothing wrong with us.
All right, so go to 8bitbiz.com. There's a link on our website if you want to create a store. But more importantly, they provide us the opportunity to simply advertise our own store.
That's right.
So if you need any of that stuff, for instance, I went on this domain binge the other day. I bought alonweissman.com. I got my username moalon, moalon.com. Nate, I don't know what you're going to buy stuff eventually, maybe.
When I think of some stuff that I
we were talking
get.
About one earlier today. Well, I don't want to mention
that,
on the air.
You like that one. I have some ideas of what I'm going to do with it.
All right. I was looking for all sorts of stuff. I took a bunch of president's names with the .name extension. So like Richard Nixon.
So man, when those Richard Nixon fans come around and they want that website,
I think I could sell it. So anyway, if you go to Chatterbox Hosting, again, a link on our site, you can buy stuff that eventually gives money to us.
That's
when
right.
You buy it.
All going to that site helps us.
Yeah. And so people have been wondering, how can we help out the show? How can we donate? I said, I don't want to do donations. I don't like that.
Yeah. You're not a fan of eating free money.
But clearly our listeners use the internet. Our listeners want websites to, I don't know, to advertise things. Not to advertise, but to make forums maybe.
That's right.
Or to host whatever they already do. And it's very cheap. The truth is it's very inexpensive and it's high quality. I'm not going to go into it like an infomercial right now, but they have good support. You can call them any time of the day.
Slay, you only have 5 minutes left too.
All right. Yeah, so anyway, go to our website, chatterboxgameshow.com, and then if you want cheap internet services, you can go to Chatterbox Host.
That's right. Yeah. I think we have a link on the front page as well.
And if you're an entrepreneur, you can go to 8BitBiz and start a store just like we did.
There you go.
It was very, very easy to set up this store, which is what's cool about it.
The pre-made store doesn't look that nice, but I know you can change a few things with
it. Yeah, you can. Like you saw, we put our logo on there.
Yeah.
And we changed, you can set prices, whatever. So if grandma's hosting, you can say, hey, grandma, buy my hosting.
Yep.
Okay. That's it. I'm officially done.
All right.
We're done pimping. No more of this.
We're thanks to have 8-Bit Business as our new sponsor.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And so we'll have a commercial eventually.
Yep.
That discusses them and our store. It's like they're the sponsor. We talk about them, but we talk about us.
Yep.
At the same time. I'm very confused for how to handle this sponsorship.
Yeah, they're our sponsor, but don't buy anything from them. Buy it from us.
Either way, they get money.
Yeah.
And if they're happy, I'm happy because they gave us... All right. I said we were done with this.
We're done.
All right. We're going to
we'll
be
right
back. We're going to talk about the Firing Squad. And you can go to the Firing Squad and read this article.
Yes, you
about
can.
About game review journalism. This is what we're going to talk about as soon as we're back. Thank you, Andrew, for getting that music ready.
Thanks for the sheep noise earlier.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Hello, we're back, everybody, with Chatterbox Video Game Radio on the 29th of January. How are you doing?
Hey, it's going great.
Yeah, let's not do that ever again.
Yeah, I know. Every once in a while, every couple months, I try that. Okay, so I'm going to jump right in after I mention to everybody that they should go to uat.edu. They're a sponsor that's been with us from the beginning.
Yeah.
We love them. Now we've
helping
got two.
Helping us out. Yep.
And then Blockbuster, but we don't really mention Blockbuster.
Blockbuster kind of, they don't really help us anymore. So
they don't want to talk to us.
No, not really.
Now, the truth is...
Well, you shouldn't have gotten into their store naked that one time.
Yeah. And
that would
we just don't go there anymore.
Not really.
So I can't talk about the games I'm renting. All right. So this first segment, first editorial, we're going to talk about the Firing Squad. And Nate did a lot of reading on this article.
Yes, I did.
As did I. Here's the five things it discusses. And then, Nate, you'll tell me what you think about this.
All right.
The Firing Squad... A guy wrote about the problems with game reviews and basically the common thread that runs through them all and why there's all these problems, why he doesn't respect the reviews that come out of various media outlets, whether it be, internet-based or magazines or whatever. And so there are 5 points he made, that there's innovation bias and that they don't have enough time to play the games. They also do not have enough time to write about their experience with the game. So that's number three. Selection bias. I'm trying to remember.
This selection bias, okay.
They only choose the games that like...
They like a certain genre. Like, let's say they like a certain type of game, and then they'll be more favorable towards that type than other games. But don't they usually stick with a certain vein of games?
I think what they do is that some guy is like specializes. This is the fighting game guy.
Yeah.
Because if someone's going to be reading about a new fighting game, it's probably someone who's a fan of fighting games.
That's what I'm saying.
So they're specializing in a field.
Like, I was just thinking if someone said, oh, we need you to review Fight Night, you know, I would probably not give it the greatest review because I really don't like the game, you know.
Yeah.
I don't really like the genre of games. Let me rephrase. I'm sorry.
There was another news bit I read today where they were talking about games that help relieve pain. And... boxing games were the top of the list of the most frustrating, and somehow that was the most distracting. So that was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, if I get shot, I should play a fighting game then.
So something like that, because it'll distract you from the pain.
Play some Punch-Out.
It's such a hard game to play.
Oh, okay.
See, the reason Punch-Out was so great, because it had very strict mechanics.
That's right.
Whereas Fight Night looks great, but it's actually, I found it to, now I didn't play it enough. I heard the total control is actually really cool, but at the very beginning, the learning curve's high, I guess.
Yeah.
And I had a hard time controlling it. And this is common with boxing games, I think.
As I said, when I played the demo, they give you about 8 seconds, like 2 seconds to see what all the buttons do, and then you put you in the game. So I was like just mashing things.
Well, hopefully if you're playing the game for a long time, it won't be the demo. It'll be the full version.
It'll be the full version. But yeah.
Okay, so anyway, selection bias, as we just talked about, and then distorted value, because they get the games for free.
As you were talking about earlier, one of your friends who pirated lots of games.
Last week.
Yeah. You know, you don't get, it might be a blockbuster hit and really good, but you got it for free, so you play it for a little bit, and then, I'll get back to it.
Yeah,
you don't appreciate it.
Exactly. So let's talk about this first one, innovation bias. What exactly does that mean?
Well, from what I got, it was just that, if this game isn't innovative, then it's not good. If you didn't put anything new in it, then there's no reason why you should have made it. If you're not constantly innovating, you can't just make a fun game with old elements. It constantly has to be, pushing that envelope or breaking that barrier to be good.
But they were making a point with a certain sequel. Like Age of Empires, for instance, was the example in the article, or one of them anyway. He was talking about Dead or Alive 4 as well.
Yeah.
Right. But in Age of Empires said, all right, so everybody reviews Age of Empires 3 and says, it's pretty much the same as Age of Empires 2.
But on the other side of that, if you haven't played any of the Age of Empires games, Age of Empires 3 is still a good game.
And that's the point that he's trying to make.
So
is it bad, that they're complaining that the games need to innovate?
I think they need to... If a reviewer or a journalist could just sit down and, whatever game it is, and even if it's a sequel, not look at it as a sequel, and just be like, listen, if you played the first one, it's kind of a lot like the first one. But if you haven't played this game before, it's still good. You'll get your money out of it.
But then there's what we were saying before, how you would have a reviewer specialize in a certain area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a fighting game fan. I'm going to listen to the fighting game reviewer. I probably played the previous fighting game in this series, so it is valid.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, what do you think is better? Do you take the viewpoint where... you take the game on base value?
I just think it can be... Well, I think they could do it both ways. I know that's hard to say, or easier to say than hard to do, but couldn't they just, kind of break it down to, just note that, hey, if you haven't played this, it's still a fun game, but it's very similar to the previous game.
So what are you looking for when you're reading a review? Let's say that you had played the previous game.
All right.
But you're reading the review for the sequel, so you already know what the game's like. What do you want to hear the reviewer say about the sequel? Do you want him to just hash out what the game's about? Because you already know what it's about.
It's
going to be the same.
But they're going to have to do that no matter what. I mean, you can't give a review and just be like, this is like Halo, and then, go on to like game mechanics and stuff like that. They have to set up the story no matter what.
I'm thinking it would be very tough to be in this position, and maybe that's why we don't do reviews.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
As we've noticed before, I'm not very good at giving reviews.
No, but you're stuck here, and so the guy's complaining about this, and I understand.
Yeah.
He was saying, listen, the game's still going to be good on its own. Not everybody's played it already. But is it that you have to cater to the type of magazine? Because he just says he looks through and he reads all these different reviews to try and compare it, basically to write this article.
Yeah. Now, is he reviewing online reviews or actual magazine reviews?
Well, he does. I'm sure he used the internet to do the bulk of his search.
Yeah.
Rather than getting a million magazines sent to him. But for Dead or Alive 4, he said he read 50 different reviews.
Yep.
And it sounded like he wasn't exaggerating. So you read 50 different reviews. Where are they coming from? It could be from welovefightinggames.com, where definitely you're going to be talking about the new stuff, how this game has evolved over previous games. And I think I'm upset at this article because he didn't develop it enough.
Yeah.
This guy who's complaining in the later part of it that you didn't have enough time to write the article is doing exactly the same thing within this one. And you can actually see...
But, perhaps this new type of journalism where these problems are coming up is because there is a lack of innovation. Because we're always having sequels. So they have to review lots and lots of sequels. Maybe they're having problems handling that.
Well, that's another thing he writes later where he says, you don't have enough time to think about what you're going to write.
Yeah.
And he.
But I think that goes with the same thing with you don't have enough time to play the game. You know?
Yeah, I agree. But then he made the point that, like, well, we're reviewers and we write like the same thing over and over because we review so many games, we can't think of a good way
to
basically...
become very cookie cutter.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't think of anything new to write. And so my response to that was, don't be a writer.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, I mean, I can feel for them. I mean, if they have to, like this guy said, if you were playing 100 games, you know, a year, and you have to review that many, you know, to push them out, I could see them getting burnt out, you know, very quickly and just not able to come up. I mean, oh, okay, so you play, you know, Fighting Game 2, and then you review that. Oh, you play, you know, Fighting Game 8. And it's very similar to Fighting Game 2. You know, how do you make those very distinct, you know?
Is the problem basically that...
And I've seen in reviews where they'll say, oh, this is the game, it's exactly like this, buy this one instead, because this is not worth it.
Okay, so are we going to place the game on the, or the problem on the game itself, or on the reviewers? Because, like, I remember stuff like Fighting Street.
I think it lands on both the game and the reviewers' shoulders. You know, unfortunately. But, you know, this won't happen, but maybe if reviewers could just review less games, that might help. So they can actually play games like you and I would play games. So I don't think they're playing it to have fun. They're playing it to get through it so they can write a review.
Again, a point he brought up in the article.
Yeah.
I don't know. My example was going to be Street Fighter. The original Street Fighter was, it was a fighting game. Then Street Fighter 2. Way different, still a fighting game. And
True.
Games don't evolve like that anymore.
Yeah.
So they're harder to review. I don't know. I had an issue with this guy's writing style to begin with in the article.
Well, I like how he points out that they have grammar issues, but then he has lots of grammar issues in his article.
We gotta go, everybody. We'll be right back and talk about Blizzard when we come back. Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody. On the air. January 29th. Soothing music, care of V.A. Henderson. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
So here's what's going on. Blizzard, in my opinion, stepped over the line, and as
they were trying to cut it off at the chokehold,
the nipping it in the butt.
That's right.
As you put it before. So on Boing Boing, I saw this, you know, quick clip about something that you could then go read elsewhere. You could read the full thing, but. But Boing Boing relates to me this story, that World of Warcraft doesn't want anyone to tell anyone else that, as they put it, that you're queer. Don't be gay.
Yep.
Like from the South Park episode.
Again, I don't think that they're saying don't stop being gay, but just don't advertise that you're gay.
Well, here's what they said. The response from Blizzard after someone announced that the guild she was creating was GLBT friendly.
Yes.
Their response is that, while we appreciate and understand your point of view, we do feel that the advertisement of a GLBT-friendly guild is very likely to result in harassment for players that may not have existed otherwise. The harassment is what may not have existed otherwise, not the players. If you'll look at our policy, you'll notice the suggested penalty for violating the sexual orientation harassment policy is to be temporarily suspended from the game. However, as there was clearly no malicious intent on your part, this penalty was reduced to a warning. All right, so here's the first...
But no, okay, first of all, that's wrong, because they hadn't violated anything.
Because
they hadn't harassed anybody.
Exactly.
So if I go on... So I make an account, and I make my character name Gay. Am I now going to be temporarily suspended or be given a warning?
Well, having the name Gay may be considered harassment.
True.
All right, so I'm not going to touch that.
Okay, let's say I make a character and I just say gay a couple times.
Yeah, again, could be considered harassment. Here's the thing. If I'm a character in the game, or I'm playing in the game, and you, as a totally separate character from another guild or from the same guild or whatever, come up to me and say, hey, you faggot, you get the hell out of this game, you shouldn't be here, we don't like your kind, why are you so queer, right?
That's harassment.
That would get you banned from the game. And I wouldn't disagree with that policy. I would think, I don't want schmucks playing my game. If I wanted to, I could have like an uncensored server so people can say whatever they want. If you want to be harassed, if you're fine with it, with full freedoms, go in there. If you want to play the game and try to avoid that sort of crap, then maybe you play one of the normal ones where they're going to ban you for being a jerk-off. Okay, so I can understand that. They would ban that. But the person who's taking the brunt of it because he wore, let's say he wore a shirt that had lots of different colors on it.
Maybe a rainbow.
A rainbow. Why should he be told that he can't do that because there another jack-off is going to come and yell at him? All right? And that's exactly what they're doing. Now, I know you agree with me on this.
Oh, I do. I'm just kind of trying to see it from their standpoint. I still think they're wrong. I mean, they shouldn't, just because, you know, maybe they have a, you know, no women's guild, like, and so a bunch of ladies making, oh, can't you do that? Because then you'll be harassed by men saying, hey, I love you, and I want to make your babies.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'm with you there. What if, I'm trying to decide, which question do you pose? Do I pose the question, what the hell is Blizzard thinking? Are they this dumb? Or do I pose the question that's posed on Boing Boing, asking, will players ever be given citizenship rather than just being customers? They use the word customership.
Yeah.
So, because when you're obviously, when you're playing the game, you agree to a certain license agreement.
Maybe in the World of Warcraft universe, there aren't any gay people, and it was just for role-playing sake.
But, like, do you think the developers really are just so homophobic that they want to take this route?
Like, I can see the problems that would come up from that, but to just ban, like, or not ban, but just say, like, listen, don't say that you are looking for those people or that you're even friendly to those people, you know?
But that's just the wrong stance to take. Be like, you know what? We are not good enough at executing our policies, so we're just going to ask that you just don't even start.
Yeah.
You know what? That's going to be too much work for us. I don't want to have to tell these guys. But they're placing in the wrong spot, because the guys who are being pricks are still going to be pricks.
Yeah.
They're just going to do it to other people or find another reason, right? But the people who are just normal and trying to be accepting of everyone, they're the ones getting the warnings.
Yeah, it's very messed up.
It's ridiculous. Listen, if you want to call us, 866-536-1100. I don't know if you have an opinion on this, but I certainly do.
I think
it's upsetting. Now, we've brought up the topic of homosexuality on the show before.
Yep.
We are a GLBT-friendly show.
Very kind.
I don't want to say to anybody that they shouldn't be part of our community. I personally, you know, we swing a certain way. You and I.
We are on a certain team.
You and I.
We don't want to go.
You and me, Nate.
That's right.
We swing a certain way. Just not towards each other.
That's right.
And that's fine.
I am fine that you're straight, Alon.
Yeah.
I'm fine that I'm straight.
But if someone tried to tell me that I can't be straight because the gay people would get mad at me...
That's right.
I would think, you know
I
what?
I would think I'd have a problem with that.
Those gay people can shut the hell up. We need someone to create sound bites for us.
We do.
All right, seriously, 866-536-1100. I don't think we're actually going to get any calls on this.
We're too late, and we keep bouncing around. We lost a lot of our East Coast listeners.
It is tough to keep a live listenership
when our time changes so frequently.
Andrew, if we did our show at midnight, would you still run the show here?
I have your number. I will call you later today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I think we're going to stay here at 9 o'clock. It's going to be great. But it's tough when you make a time shift that week. But getting back on topic here. I mean, do you have any personal feelings about this, Nate? You just seem to be like, eh.
Well, I mean, I can see their point. I mean, I don't play the game, so I'm probably not as upset about it.
I don't play the game. I've told you time and time again, I think this game is dumb.
You hate all MMOs. I know I hate it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just more laid, you know, I can see their problem, but I guess because it doesn't directly affect me, I'm not as upset. I do feel bad for this lady, and I do think Blizzard is kind of totally doing this the exactly wrong way. And can she file a complaint against their policy saying, this, I am not in violation of the policy? And
certainly.
You need to shut the hell up and let me do what I want because I'm not breaking your little policy.
She certainly should. Now, I'm wondering, is this like a rogue administrator? Someone who made up a policy and is going to be told by the superiors at some point that, you know what, you're kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have sent out that warning.
I wonder if Blizzard hired anyone from Target.
That's good. See, I don't think that fast. I'm not on my toes.
Yeah.
But that's wonderful.
I thought that's where you were going, so I was going to jump in and steal it.
No, that's quality. Because Target's known for creating their own policies on the fly.
On the fly.
See, I know where you're coming from. That's good. Yeah. I don't understand this. So another, like I said, a question that's brought up in this article or this little clip on Boing Boing is the question of citizenship. And is there ever going to be a time when you can be really free in these games rather than just being a customer and subject to the agreements and stuff? And I certainly think that's a good question. But I don't think it'll ever happen. And so I don't think it's one that would really, you know, pose a lot. Now, we have someone calling.
Oh, we have a caller.
With Blizzard. I'm going to take the call. Joel, you're on with Chatterbox.
Hey, Joel. Joel, you there?
No, not really.
I'm not there?
There you are.
Hey, Joel.
All right.
Andrew, I don't know, not on the ball today, Andrew.
You need to speak up there, pal.
All right.
I'm here.
All right. Thank you, Joel. So what did you want to say about the Blizzard situation?
I can kind of see where Blizzard's coming from, because what if I weren't gay? Would I feel like I couldn't join this guild?
Well, not that you couldn't join that guild. I mean, they're not saying we only want, you know,
GLBT. And they say they're GLBT friendly.
Friendly.
They don't say we're straight haters.
Yeah. They're friendly to taking those people, not that they are.
Right, but you guys say, like, that your show is gay friendly. I don't know the acronym or whatever it is. But wouldn't you say that you're everyone friendly?
Exactly my point.
Right. So by saying I'm gay friendly, I'm not saying that I love that I'm everybody friendly. I'm saying I'm gay friendly.
Perhaps when you say I'm gay friendly, you're saying you're giving the impression that I'm straight unfriendly.
I see what you're saying there.
Yeah, I'm just saying that maybe somebody could perceive that. I'm not saying I would. I don't play MMOs at all. But I'm just saying maybe that's Blizzard's point.
I don't know. They seem to be saying, just don't be gay. Don't
now,
say you're gay.
Would a guild that was made that said, we're straight friendly, would they get the same warning?
Because,
that they only want straight people?
Because gay people would attack them?
If there was a guild that said that they were straight friendly, they'd probably get the fine.
You think so?
Because that's saying because if you said I was straight friendly, I mean, saying you're homophobic.
I mean, I guess in this, you know, politically correct world, how is that any different?
Right.
How saying I'm gay friendly or I'm straight friendly? How is that?
Well, you're right. We've gotten to the point where
thing.
Even the terms that we're using for PC are deemed incorrect.
Yeah.
This is why I hate the language and how it's evolved.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't talked about this in the show before, the evolution of English and the concept of political correctness, because it's been covered so many times in other places.
Yeah.
But wow, no pun intended, that's pretty dumb. All right, Joel, so I think you're siding with them too easily. I think the term friendly...
Well, I haven't read the article. I'm just saying that's maybe what their point is.
Well, that's certainly their... Well, I don't know if that's their point. The friendly bit, the word friendly, it's just that. It's saying... We're not like everybody else who hates the queers.
Yeah.
We like them just like we like everybody else. We're normal, but we're also friendly to the alternative style. That's where the term GLBT friendly or gay friendly came from.
Yeah.
And now people are taking it out of context, just like they take everything out of context, which has existed for, you know, a certain amount of time that we can now be insensitive to it.
That's right.
Has there already been some problem with this, like in the MMO communities? Like, race preference bias?
There has certainly been a lot of problems with harassment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't even know from first-hand experience, but you read about it enough. All these people, I don't know if they just immediately attack folks, but there's a lot of harassment because it's a social game. There's a lot of communication with
people. Yeah, I don't think anyone, there's, you know, I don't know, not to be, you know, on PC, but I don't think there's any, like, you know, lynch, you know, anti-gay groups running around looking for the gay players.
See, I bet in The Sims, they had people being just plain bad. Like, they would go and, in The Sims Online, crap on people's lawns, and they would just be basically gang members and just do the bad stuff. Go get people to basically die. I mean, you can't kill anybody in that game, but you can hurt them.
You can hurt
or
them,
do
yeah.
something to detract from their game experience. And so
like
there was
pee
this,
on their floor or something like that.
There was this problem with all these people doing things against others, and it wasn't like the theme of the game in general. It's certainly not what Will Wright likes. And so they had to have this guy come in and try to like save the world of The Sims Online because it was going down the tubes. and so clearly there's a problem with harassment. And if anybody who's played Xbox Live ever...
Oh, any
you
online
know that,
game, especially like... I don't know, I think it's the worst, but Unreal Tournament, I've played a couple of games, and, like, they make up new terms that I almost find they're so obscene that they're almost funny.
No, I think you're right about that.
I will mention some off air. I don't think anyone could, any of them could get on, but
Andrew has his finger firmly pressing
on the button.
Jump button. But yeah, and what's funny is I think this all started because of being PC. Like, we wouldn't have to censor anybody. People could harass as much as they want, except we're too sensitive. We have to be sensitive to the people with extra needs or strange needs or special needs in whatever way. And
I think we have to be overly polite and too accommodating to a certain extent.
I guess that's what this is. Like, we don't want... We present an environment...
They become too accommodating that they actually hurt the people that they're trying to help.
Exactly. We don't want people to get harassed, so don't harass people. You know what? We don't want people to get harassed, so don't let the people who are going to harass you know that they should harass you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the laser radar detector destroyer, which, you know, the police have the thing that destroys the thing that destroys their radar. You get what I'm saying. Anyway, we're going to be back after this break, and we're going to bring in Nathan Smart to tell us what he thinks about the article we talked about a minute ago from
That's
the
right.
firing squad. We'll be back after this, everybody.
New music this week.
Yeah, Andrew's not looking at the track numbers. He's just sort of selecting one.
Oh, okay.
That's good, though, because then we're all surprised. We feel like we have a new show, everybody. But we are doing show number 106, Chatterbox Video Game Radio. I think
yes.
it's 106.
I believe so.
Second one of the third year.
That's right.
That's what we're doing. We've been around for a long time. So thank you, everybody, for being dedicated listeners. Go to chatterboxgameshow.com to learn more about our show.
Go to UAT. .edu if you want to learn about game programming or game design.
That's what I really want you to do.
That's right.
Is UAT.edu. All right, now, we were talking about the Firing Squad article.
That's
and game
right.
journalism in general. And we're going
to... I have a feeling that Nathan Smart might have something to say
Nathan
about
Smart,
that.
Nathan Smart, as always, he will have an opinion on the subject. So we're going to bring him on the air with us.
Yes.
Nathan, you're there.
Hello? Yes. I just wanted to come in and sort of disagree with that article. I think it's crap. I'd like to comment if you don't mind.
That's fine.
Go for it.
You know.
Obviously, well, you brought me in to
That's kind of what you're here for.
So it's okay. as I was saying, the five problems that the guy mentions are pretty much all crap. But the first one, he says that reviewers have, you know, the innovation bias. That's total crap. I mean, does he think that reviewers like reviewing games? Because we don't. You know, there's a lot of work to be done. You know, a lot of stuff in a game to look at, a lot of stuff to think about. The less new features the game has, the less work, you know, that I have to do. Like we were saying, of Age of Empires 3, like, if that comes out and has the exact same stuff that the second one had, then shoot, I'm pleased as hell. Like, I can just take a day off because I've already reviewed number 2. You know, I don't even have to play 3 to know if it's good.
So you don't want to play new games?
Well, yeah. I mean, no. Like,
you want to play
like
new old games?
When you're reviewing, it's different reviewing a game than it is playing it.
Okay. So you like the simple stuff.
Yeah.
Make the reviews
because
easy.
Because I don't like to do a lot of work.
Okay.
All right.
I can see that.
I like to pay for the littlest amount of work.
Okay. Well, continue, please.
Okay. Well, thank you. Number 2... I think reviewers rush to finish the game so they can meet the deadline. Again, that's not true. I've never once finished a game before I reviewed it. Usually I just give some line about not wanting to spoil the ending, so I only list the features on the box and flesh them out a little bit. Like, my review for Dragon Quest VIII was lifted from a product description of the game over at Amazon.
Ah.
And that was probably my best article. The littlest amount of time, but the most amount of money.
Sweet.
Very nice.
Number 3 was not enough time to think before you write. Again, think. This guy's really naive. I don't know what sort of thinking he thinks has to be done. I mean, what has to be done when you're writing an article? Like, the only thoughts I have when I finish playing a game are copy and paste. You don't need the time to think about writing an article when you've got an entire archive of previous articles to pull quotes from. I mean, sometimes I just go to another site and read what they have. You could almost say that my reviews are just really just reviews of other reviews.
Kind of refining the reviews, as it were.
Yeah, exactly, Nate. Yeah, like
you have a classic approach, Nate.
Yeah, like I take a review that someone's written and I sort of write it the way it should be written.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm sure people want to hear that, want to see that.
What are your opinions on the rest of it?
Well, I'll just... okay, well, number four, he says that that reviewers are great at playing games, and again, that's crap. I suck at games, but I'm great at coming up with Game Shark codes. I've never really once had to, you know, acquire a special item, and that's good for game journalism because I can get the cool stuff that makes the game more fun, and in turn, it gives it a higher rating. You know, and that's what gamers really want anyways. They want games to get high ratings, and, you know, I give them what they want.
Well, I would almost say gamers would want accurate ratings than high ratings.
No, they always complain when a game gets a low rating.
Okay. Continue.
I think you're wrong on this, Nate.
All right. I'm sorry.
And then the last one about them getting, you know, not knowing the value. I mean, what does he mean by that? Free games? My boss said, I asked my boss about that. He said it's a myth and that all reviewers have to pay for their games. So, I mean, I don't know what he's talking about there. I never got a free one.
All right. So, I'm sorry about that. You have to pay for all your games, huh?
Yeah. Well, everyone does. All reviewers do.
You know, you're right. We've had to buy all the games that we ever talked about.
We did get Stubbs for free, though.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
Maybe invoices in the mail. I don't know.
It's coming. So are you done, Nate? Is that all you had to say? You pay for your games.
Yeah.
You don't really play the games.
No, No, I don't. You're right. Well, yeah, no, I play them.
And
I do is I turn on the game. I hit, you know, I go through the loading screen, the menu screen. I sort of play for like a minute or two just to get a feel of the game. And then I write the article.
All right. Definitely a novel approach. And we appreciate your candor.
It's progressive. I like to call it progressive journalism.
You're right. That's a new way to look at it.
Yeah.
Nathan Smart, everybody, our in-house game critic. He'll be back next week. Thank you very much. We're getting pretty close to the end of the show now, so we're going to have to actually move on. Thank you very much, Nathan. So there was some news we had, Nate.
Yep. So Nintendo announced the new DS Lite. I know you're excited because this is the model you wanted. You wanted to get a DS, but not the first one that came out. You wanted the new design,
the smaller one. I wonder how Nathan Smart would feel about that.
I don't know.
It's like, well, I've played the DS, so now I can talk about the DS Lite.
Well, I'm sure he would just copy his old article and just rename the first
part. The sequel.
Yeah. I hear the music. So another, you can chalk new two states up on the Seeking Violent Game Laws, Iowa and Utah. Not going to go into it. Schools are now offering after-school DDR sessions as like gym requirements or whatnot.
I heard about that.
There was a 5-alarm fire at Take-Two offices.
Terrorism. It's terrorism.
And
Pixelantes.
And, you know, adding insult to injury, Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles, is actually suing Rockstar and Take-Two
for having pornography in the game.
That's
right.
Which they don't.
Of course not.
There's no pornography in that game.
There's no nudity whatsoever.
That's right. But that's the news that I uncovered this week.
My favorite bit of news. Karaoke Revolution Country.
You were telling me about that. That's
the country music television station.
Man, if
presenting it.
I'm not singing Garth Brooks songs, I'm just not happy.
That's right. All right, thank you everybody for listening to another week of Chatterbox Video Game Radio. We will be back next week with Rebecca Swanner from Penthouse Magazine. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your bass are belong to us.